We're going to turn now to two-peace efforts among key allies of the U.S. In a moment, a new government in Pakistan reaches out to longtime enemy India. First to Lebanon. There, 18 months of political infighting among rival factions, which spilled into shooting in the street earlier this month, brought that country to the brink of a civil war. Now the crisis appears to be over. Gathered in Qatar, political leaders today signed a breakthrough agreement. The dispute involves Lebanon's government, which is backed by the U.S., and the opposition, which is led by Hezbollah. We go now to Rami Khoury. He's director of the Faris Public Policy Institute at the American University of Beirut. Hello.
Hi. Good to be with you.
The fighting, as we said, was between Lebanon's government and Hezbollah. What, in very simple terms, were the basic issues?
Well, there's two sets of basic issues. There's the immediate ones about electing the president, forming a national unity government, revising the election law, which all revolve around a more fair balance of power and representation in the institutions of government, the parliament, the cabinet, etc., between the pro-government, pro-U.S. forces and the groups allied to Hezbollah, which are close to Syria and Iran and others in the region. And that's what they agreed on. The bigger set of issues is much more difficult. It has to do with the relationship between Hezbollah as a major resistance group and its relations with the government. It has to do with the external influence of countries like the U.S., Saudi, Syria, Iran. And it has to do with the orientation of Lebanon as a country. Is it looking to the West? Is it looking to the Arab Islamic world? Is it friends with Israel? Is it enemy of Israel? These big strategic issues. So those two very different sets of issues, they've solved the technical ones about power sharing. Now they have to look ahead and figure out if they're going to be able to solve the much bigger ones.
Well, then, would you call it, in fact, a breakthrough?
Oh, yes. It's a very important breakthrough because it means that they are going to look at these big issues in the context of a national unity government and to try to resolve issues through political dialogue and compromise. They've already made now major compromises on these sets of agreements that they've just made. And this follows, of course, fighting in the street, which reflects, in turn, a new balance of power. Hezbollah and its allies are actually stronger than the government. And this was clear on the streets, and it's now more clear in the political system. At least there's a more equitable balance of power.
Although a more equitable power, would that not translate to giving Hezbollah in Lebanon a stronger hand?
Oh, absolutely. Hezbollah and its allies. It's very important not to focus, as the White House does, to focus only on Hezbollah. This is a much wider group of people for whom Hezbollah is the core. They're the biggest element, of course. But they have a lot of other allies, and some of them are Christians as well. And this is the real story of the last 2 weeks, which is the balance of power has shifted, and Hezbollah and its allies will get more representation in parliament and in the cabinet. And the really interesting thing, and Condoleezza Rice is not going to like this, but what we're really seeing now is the emergence of the first American-Iranian joint venture in Arab governance. You're going to have a cabinet in Lebanon, half of which is supported by, funded by, and armed by the United States, and half of which is supported, armed, and funded by Iran and Syria to an extent. But they're forming a unity government, and they're working together as Lebanese, and they think this is the best way for them to go. So this is a very historic, important, unprecedented new step, but it does represent an informal American-Iranian-Syrian condominium in Arab governance, and I think we should not shy away from it and understand what this really means. And it could be a positive step.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be with you.
Rami Khoury is director of the Faris Public Policy Institute at the American University of Beirut.